Mr. President, I wish to report the progress of human rights development among the indigenous people of Sarawak, Malaysia, since the last UPR 2013. I also wish to respond to issues raised by Finland and Bolivia at the same time. In response to Finland, I'm pleased to report that to date, almost 0.9 million hectares of NCR land has been successfully surveyed, exceeding twice the size previously reported in 2013. Almost 80% of these have now been documented and officially gazetted as native communal reserve for the exclusive use of the indigenous communities concerned. Additionally, the Sarawak government amended the state land code in July 2018 to legally recognize the indigenous rights over the native territorial domain. The amended land code will grant the rightful claimants with native communal title, which also provides for ownership in perpetuity free of charges. Sarawak has also now imposed a moratorium on approval of state land for new oil palm plantations to minimize disputes between natives and plantation owners. Mr. President, the Penan community affected by the Murum hydroelectric project has been fully resettled based on the Murum Resettlement Action Plan. This plan is the most comprehensive we have ever implemented involving resettlement of people. The lives of the Penan community have gradually improved through livelihood restoration programs such as housing and amenities, educational and training programs, handicraft and entrepreneurship development, agricultural programs, subsistence assistance, and preservation of culture and heritage, among others. Recognizing that the Penans are a vulnerable community, necessary assistance will continue to be provided. The adoption of the Hydropower Sustainability Assessment Protocol of the International Hydropower Association has greatly assisted the project proponent, Sarawak Energy Berhad, to honor its commitment to safeguard human rights and adopt sustainable practices. To spearhead sustainable socio-economic development among the indigenous people in the remote areas, the state government of Sarawak has established three more development agencies, namely Upper Rajang Development Agency, Highland Development Agency, and the Northern Region Development Agency. These agencies will open up the potentials of these areas, which the local communities will benefit from. On the issues raised by Bolivia, for the rural parts of Sarawak, various development programs are being planned. The recent budget unveiled by the Chief Minister on the 5th October pointed to the fact that rural development is high on our agenda and priority. The focus has been on the provision of basic amenities, water supply, electricity supplies, agricultural development, among others. There has been many announcements by the State Government of Sarawak on the many roads, bridges and infrastructure projects to improve accessibility in the rural areas. Sarawak's unveiled its biggest annual development budget, of which two-thirds is for rural development. On the issue of rural service centres raised by Bolivia, Sarawak has now established 8 RSCs, with 2 more being constructed in very remote locations in Sarawak. The purpose is to provide government services in a more coordinated manner for the Penan and the surrounding communities. A total of 19 programmes involving about 6,000 Penans from 19 villages have been organized. The surrounding communities have also benefited from preschools and other activities organized in these service centers. More activities will be organized in the future. These programs testimony of our commitment to protect the rights of our indigenous people based on UNRIP. Thank you, Mr. President.